Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Maureen Harvey, in for Sheila Cast. Last July, Maryland legalized the sale and use of recreational cannabis. More than $512 million of recreational cannabis has been sold in the state since July 1st, 2023. As legislators created the legal cannabis market, they passed legislation to remedy the criminal consequences people historically faced for possession of cannabis. The nonprofit Maryland Legal Aid assists people as they navigate the expungement of cannabis charges. Logan Harz is a staff attorney in the Community Lawyering Initiative at Maryland Legal Aid. Logan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Who is eligible for expungement?
So that's a bit of a complex question. It depends on a variety of factors. For expungement of cannabis-related crimes, basically, the law was changed to allow expungement of simple cannabis possession, that would be anything under 1.5 ounces, immediately after the sentence is completed. So let's say you were given 6 months probation. As soon as that 6 months probation is up, you can petition the court, and you would immediately be eligible for expungement for that cannabis-related charge. Possession with intent to distribute cannabis has a three-year waiting period from the end of that sentence. So you would have a three-year wait, and then a petition could be filed and would likely be granted.
So even though people can go out and buy recreational cannabis right now, there are still people who are finishing out a probation period?
I haven't personally seen it, but it's certainly possible. Basically, they did give legislation to resentence anyone who was sentenced previously. So I believe you would have to go through that process and resentence. And I would hope that those people would be taken off probation or whatever other, disposition they had. But it is something I believe that they would have had to have petitioned the court for resentencing.
How have these charges for possession or possession with intent to distribute cannabis, how have these charges impacted people's lives?
So the two biggest ways we see them impact people's lives are employment and housing. In the past, or still currently, if you're unable to, fulfill that three-year waiting period for possession with intent to distribute, you would have the charge on your record. It would be available on KSearch. There is a part of the legislation that says that simple possession should be automatically expunged by July 1st. We'll see if the courts are able to completely undertake that and actually expunge those simple possession charges by July 1st of this year, 2024. But it can impact housing and employment. Basically being that if you're asked on an application, have you been convicted of a misdemeanor or any crime, you would have to say yes until and if you get that expungement.
So what does it take to get charges expunged? What is the process like?
So it's a petition. It is filed in the court where the case was disposed of. So the district court or the circuit court for the county or city where you were arrested and charged. It's one page form. It's fairly easy to fill out. It's submitted. There's a 30-day process whereby a victim, which you wouldn't have in a possession with intent or a possession case, but the statute does provide for a witness, the law enforcement agency that arrested you, or the state's attorney can file an objection. We don't see those with the cannabis cases very often, if ever, because those are pretty clear cut. But there is that 30-day process. After that 30 days, it goes to a judge for a signature. Once it's signed, there's an order entered. That order gives you the expungement legally. And then there's a couple week process whereby the agencies that are involved in the case, so think motor vehicle, MVA, obviously the court system, perhaps the police record, those agencies are contacted and then they're directed to destroy all records. They have to file what's called a certificate of compliance. The certificate of compliance is sent to us or the petitioner. And then that's really what you keep to know that your records have been destroyed.
How many people has Maryland Legal Aid help expunge cannabis charges?
I would have to guess in the hundreds, at least over the years, in terms of in the modern context, with it having been legalized. I would guess it's still around 100, but that's just a guess. I'm not privy to that data at the moment.
What do those conversations sound like when somebody contacts Maryland Legal Aid to get this kind of help?
We tell them that we use KSearch as our primary method to find their cases. KSearch is a public database. It does not show not guilties, nulli proces or nolle prosequi, or dismissals. So sometimes we have to use the courts themselves or other methods to try to find those cases. But we tell them, this is our primary method. We use KSearch. Do you have any specific cases you know of that you would like expunged that you have perhaps a case number for or a date and charge? And then we look through KSearch, find what's eligible. Various crimes have various waiting periods. It also depends on the disposition of the case, how long you have to wait. So for those nulli proces, nolle prosequi, not guilties, dismissals, there is no waiting period. For a stat, there's a 3-year waiting period. For a probation before judgment, there's a 3-year waiting period. And then most misdemeanors are 5 years. The felonies that are available are 7 years. And I should mention that not every misdemeanor and not every felony is expungible. It is a list that's codified, and it must be on that list. Obviously, cannabis possession and possession with intent to distribute cannabis are both on that list.
What barriers do you see people running into when they try to have charges expunged? Or is it just that people aren't aware that they can?
It's a little bit of both. It is, you do have to find the form, find it online, go to the courthouse, file it. For non-favorable dispositions, so that would be your run-of-the-mill guilties. This would be cannabis possession notwithstanding. There is a filing fee. I believe it's still $30. So that is a barrier. You can apply for a waiver of costs, but there's no guarantee that that'll be granted. And that's per charge, or per case number, to be more precise. So there is a monetary component. There is the fact that there's a lot of misinformation out there about what is expungible when. People think the waiting periods are either shorter or longer than they are, or that it's not based upon the disposition, it's just based upon the charge. And like I mentioned earlier, a lot of people think that everything is expungible at some point, but unfortunately, that's not the way it is. They have to be part of the codified charges that are actually listed in the code.
How is Maryland Legal Aid working to get the word out about cannabis expungement services?
So we do a lot of clinics. We do lawyer in the library. We do weekly clinics in places like churches, rec centers, those types of things. We are doing a big clinic this Saturday in Prince George's County at Reed Temple. Our website has information about expungement. We direct people also to the court's website, which has additional information about expungement. And then we try to talk about it in our clinics when we're face to face with, Baltimore citizens or citizens of Maryland. We talk about, that you might have charges that are expungible at this point. The law has changed greatly in the past couple of years with the REDEEM Act. So the time has been shortened for those crimes that are eligible for expungement. So where you used to have to wait potentially 15 or 10 years, the wait is now 7 or 5 years. So people who might have thought those wait times applied, we try to, educate people that the wait times are actually shorter now and you might have something eligible.
Logan, thanks so much for this conversation.
Thank you.
Logan Harz is a staff attorney in the Community Lawyering Initiative at Maryland Legal Aid. We have information about upcoming free legal clinics at the On the Record page at WYPR.org, including an expungement clinic to be held Saturday, April 27th at Reed Temple AME Church in Glendale, Maryland. I'm Maureen Harvey, in for Sheila Cast.